beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Vrilok, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show. Tonight's episode is about symbolism versus direct thought. Now, before I say anything, keep in mind that there is value in some of the ancient occult teachings. We have phrases by which we should possibly consider living by, or at least consider, as above, so below, and so on. And yet we can find some of this same wisdom in the poetry of William Blake and other great thinkers. So that while there is value in the old system, let us now embrace what my new system has to offer us. Tracing our way back into the bad old days of low magic and high magic, both witches and wizards pursued magic as a sort of externalized force, largely based on the movement of the stars and the planets, and the seasons, and the hours of the day. The latter, wizards, tended to work with high magic and adhered to stringent rules, lifestyles, and ritualism in their magical operations. Today I have brought forward some of the teachings of my former mentor and combined these teachings with my life story, my life path, and my realization of a better magical lifestyle than that of the ancient magicians, witches, and wizards. I am going to explain my views and who I am, and, well, perhaps a little bit about the Psionic Brotherhood in tonight's podcast. So without further ado, let us begin. Above all else, please read my Vrilok Practical Guides, now available as a collector's edition in fine print and high-quality graphics and illustrations. This Vrilok Practical Guide trio in paperback form is the bare essentials for personal empowerment, my life journey, and how to build very simple and easy-to-operate instruments personalized to your own mind and the mental spheres of the cosmic all. Now on to our topic. Symbolism. Symbolism was a means by which the initiate in magic could make the journey to become a practiced magician. In the purpose of symbolism is the way by which an individual student of the esoteric path may realize certain truths or points of view or perspectives about the physical and non-physical world as a relationship to him or herself, and through symbolism more thoroughly grasp an intimate level of consciousness, the various meanings of independent knowledge or the occult secrets, and then make these symbols part of himself or herself. In doing so, a greater degree of information about a thing or a symbol can be conceived versus limiting a thing to its label. Now, as a consequence of exoteric and everyday knowledge, a label reduces how much one can actually know about a thing, because a label limits the identity of a thing. Basically, a label attaches values to a thing rather than exposing the thing itself. Symbols are, in a way, meant to reduce that problem. Unfortunately, symbolism can also be used to mislead and abuse its following. We have seen this time and again. For instance, while there is great sensibility and perhaps some logic to be discovered in the dark teachings of Saturnus, the god of Saturn, the group mind always supersedes and supplants the individual mind. In time, people will be conditioned to do whatever the hive commands or whatever the group egregore of that fraternity commands, or of that lodge, or that order, what have you. That isn't to say that I personally refuse acquaintance or friendships with people belonging to those groups or fraternities. I always welcome the opportunity to learn new things and to meet new magician friends, or technicians of magic, as I like to call them, technicians of wisdom. However, my direction of thought is on a personal level of individual identity so incredibly different from the known groups such as the Brotherhood of Saturn, the OTO, the Freemasons, and so on. My philosophy as presented in my Insiders Club at Vrilok.club is unique and of its own. The difference between the various lodges of different fraternities and my psionic brotherhood is perhaps difficult for some people to understand at first. Perhaps a metaphor might distinguish how we are different. And perhaps the reason why this difference is important to my work, to my students, and prospective supporters of my work. Think of one side, the lodges of the world, the various fraternities, as the X-Men. And then now think of the Psionic Brotherhood as the Avengers. If you're familiar with Marvel Comics, you might know what I'm referring to. Now, the former is always present, I'm talking about the X-Men, in the same school, and there is a debate, an opportunity for group influence, and so on. The latter, however, like the Avengers, is where we come together temporarily, when needed, to discuss world affairs, global projects, or new breakthroughs in psionics, and all members of the Psionic Brotherhood must first pass through Vrilok before making a decision to act. Now, of course, in my club members' personal lives, they act freely in their own pursuit of their own interest. But as a group of any kind, when we come together, everything comes through me, through the Vrilok movement, before we make a decision to act on a project. For the most part, a psionic brother or sister is an individual and completely independent thinker. Anything brought to the attention of the psionic brotherhood should and will be thought out by the individual before it can be accepted as viable or valuable input for further consideration in my club, or for me to consider, that is. Because of my vast years of experience and successes in psionics operations, I work as the steward of that common area of thought. This common area of thought is sort of like our common room. Virtually speaking, metaphorically speaking, we call the psionic brotherhood. There is no room for global manipulation, no ulterior motives, no potential for the formation of separatists, because, frankly, we all work separately to begin with. The structure of my order is grounded in each and every individual, and all of my students are encouraged, highly, strongly encouraged, to make contact with the cosmic all through my teachings. Now let's talk about the cosmic all. What is the cosmic all? That grand totality of the all-attentive universe and its mental stratum is what constitutes as the cosmic all. Or in other words, the grand totality of the universe and its mental energy field, and then beyond that, the causal and spiritual and so on. As psionics operators, we operate within the mental field primarily. This is our true home, the cosmic all, our true divinity, and that which binds all life together in a grand and miraculous cosmic theater for which all life is a participant. Every mind is embedded into this operating system of the cosmos. Now psionics, as a methodology, and the various instruments which accompany this methodology, helps us to better navigate through this operating system. So, think of psionics as the ultimate user experience, and think of radionics and the prayer board instrument and other machines as the ultimate user interface. Because we no longer have a need to digest occult symbolism in order to work with the power of our mind and link up with the cosmic all, psionics allows us to have access to direct thought, direct knowledge, direct communion, and without any conditions placed upon the operator within the mental sphere of the cosmos. Ergo, beyond the mental level of the cosmos, we still do not know what conditions may exist on the causal and spiritual levels. But we are considering it. For the most part, we are free to exercise our will and project our minds or meet with other minds in the cosmos with our instruments, and there is no need for any offering, sacrifice, or worship. There is no need to heed the movement of the planets. Ergo, I must admit that the movement of the celestial bodies in the heavens does follow very closely with those energies moving through the invisible spectrum and the astral realm, which means the movements of celestial bodies can impact changes in conformity to reality, along with our applied magic, in the near real-time results. So, cosmogony and astrology seem to work very closely in parallel to the, you know, the spiritual momentum coinciding with our world or within our reality. And this is one key to metaphysics, that is, the understanding thereof and therein the relationship which the mind has to physical matter, and space-time, or the space-time continuum and world events. Both the human mind, disembodied minds, and the minds of other creatures or entities found populating the entire cosmos, both on the visible and invisible spectrum. Psionics changes our position in the universe extensively, and because psionics is always evolving, I can safely say, upon retrospect of my work and that of my colleagues, that psionics changes our position in reality exponentially. But as a matter of course, one must learn and understand the point of view, the philosophies I offer, and the methodologies I cover before the individual can be a true independent psionics operator. Now, the practice of psionics. The practice of psionics frees up the operator or the classical occultist to pursue other interests. There's no need to pore over old tomes, practice the rites and passages of magical books and medieval grimoires. Though one can reference these things and sources of information in order to exploit the magical patterns and seals of spirits and various formulas to do work for the operator. The difference being that with psionics, the operator can cut straight to the chase. Psionics makes everything faster. The only prerequisite is a practice of psionics training. After that, the rest is your own artist canvas to create your own destiny and your future. I always like to say, kick fates aside and forge your destiny. The world can become your oyster. There is no need to bow down to any political parties, acknowledge any crown, or heed any theosophy. Remember this, and remember this always. You were born to be a king, Ladies, you were born to be a queen. What does this mean? Well, it is your birthright by natural law of the cosmic all to pursue your own destiny. After that, if you fail to pursue your destiny, usually it's because you're giving up some of your power or your natural rights of natural law, or you're breaking away from your connection to the cosmic all. My psionics teachings will help you come to this realization and open your mind to the ultimate relationship with the cosmic all. With a relationship to the cosmic all, why would you need to bother with worship of lesser gods, entities, demons, angels, or bow down to a group egregore? It makes absolutely no sense at all, does it? You become your own vessel, and your relationship to the cosmic all is, well, all you will ever need, aside from some basic instruments for psionics. Everything else in popular magic books is merely, you know, a lot of it is perversion of the ultimate reality and an attempt to sway your belief and perceptions to better control you or to pull you into a group. I am going to give you the vehicle, no strings attached, and the keys to this vehicle that will take you on your own personal journey to the ultimate wonder and grandness of our universal mental realm and the cosmic all, the cosmos. I always like to say, I am not a man of the world. Rather, I am a child of the cosmos. That is the only surrender you will ever need to make. And it's not really even a surrender, it's a relationship, understanding ourselves as separate individuals. We then therefore become the cosmic all. We do not fear technology. This is an interesting topic, because a lot of magicians stray away from technology. You know, all science of the general public domain is prepared, researched, developed, and applied so that, well, we psionicists can exploit it, take advantage of these new advances in technology and science, and ourselves evolve into new beings. Perhaps one day the cyborg psionic power will be ours. We're simply moving forward as entities of consciousness, and it may take on the form of new vessels. The human body does not last forever. We shouldn't fear technology. It's only really a matter of who controls that technology. So it is in our best interest to keep an eye on the technocrats, the big tech giants, and various special interest groups, because we want to take advantage of powerful technology as well to better improve our personal lives as individuals. But no individual can call himself free while others are enslaved. Well, that's what's important. Technology is good for us as long as it serves us. We must not serve technology. You are an organism, a biological organism, at least in part, and your goal is to become the best that you can be as that organism until you are disembodied and move on into the grand totality of the all-attentive universe, which is the cosmic all. So be flexible and adaptable, but make sure that the decisions that you make are your decisions and yours alone. This uniqueness of pursuing true freedom, and by the way, psionics is indeed real true freedom, is what I offer my club members and those in the general public who support my work by reading my books, listening to my audiobooks, and downloading my multimedia packages, including some how-to videos, of which more of these videos will come in the near future. provided I have more time to do so. So if you have ever wondered who Doc Verloc is talking to in all of these podcasts, then know this. I am speaking to those of you listening now who do not wish to be controlled by other people. You don't want to be an outer-directed slug. I am speaking to those who instead want real psionics and magic that will benefit them while keeping them free of other people's conditions. You form a relationship with the cosmic all, knowing you are one with this universe and potentially the master of all things. Potentially. And that potential, even if not fully developed, is real power in and of itself. And we can take our time. There is always time for evolution and evolving and getting better at psionics. Maybe not in this life, but perhaps in the next, you will become the master of your environment and your reality. But in the meantime, there is a lot that you can accomplish as a psionicist incarnate in the here and now. Now, the rest of the rules and laws of other orders do not apply to you. You have to wipe that from your mind. And that's a difficult thing to do for some folks who join me from other orders coming into my psionics club. It's difficult to make that disconnect and then say, I just want to be me. And I want to cut to the chase and make my relationship to the cosmic all. All the other stuff is a bunch of rubbish. It's hard for people to come to terms with that. But that is the audience I am speaking to. Join me and become a psionic power master. So this concludes tonight's episode of Planet Verloc. I thank you all for joining me, and you know, thank you for supporting my work. I do work so very hard, I do. So thank you truly. And as always, always keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.